Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing good. So tell us a little about yourself, like what you've been up to for the past couple of years.
So, hello, let me reintroduce myself to everyone. I am Stephanie from Steph's Romance Book Talk. I did go through a bit of a sort of name change over the last couple of years and have lengthened out the romance in from Rom from before to make it very, very clear that my channel and on all of my platforms, I am talking about romance books. And I read romance from all sorts of subgenres and under traditional and independent published authors. So I read a wide range of books, and I am very present on YouTube, which my channel's name is Steph's Romance Book Talk. And I have a pretty good lifestyle and book presence over on Instagram as well. And that is Steph's Romance Book Talk as well.
I love this. And so on average, how many books a year do you read?
I have actually upped my reading for the last 2 years, I think it is. I have read over 300 books per year.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And so how do you get your reading done? Because I love how you mention it in your Instagram stories, like ways you get your reading done. It's like you make it a habit for it. So how do you do it?
It definitely is a habit, as well as just really carving out time for myself and making it happen, because I read when, so currently I am jobless. So I'm at home and don't have any like looks to start going back to work, especially since my child is doing online schooling percent right now. Yeah. So being at home with him for the day is the best thing for me to make sure that he's staying on track with his schooling, things like that. So I make it a point to, it's possible for me to read all day long when I'm not helping him. But when I was working a full-time job, I would get up 30 to 45 minutes before having to get ready to go to work and read. And then during my commute to work, I would listen to audiobooks. While I was on break or lunch, I would listen to an audiobook or physically read on my Kindle. And then I carved out time after work while my child was at swim practice, and I would read. And before bed, I would spend 30 to 45 minutes reading. And that's how I sort of got it in. And then anytime that I had a chance to pull out my Kindle, I would pull out my Kindle and I would be reading. So it really makes a difference when you, if you have that downtime to just pull it out and do it.
I love this. And so we're going to talk about romance recommendations, and I know you have a ton of them. So I'm so excited. So first things first, what is your favorite romance trope?
I am such a mood and reviewer at this point, that I really don't have a sort of catnip, I guess you could say, when it comes to an actual trope. I do really love a rom-com, and Meghan Quinn is like one of my major go-tos for rom-com. I know that she is going to really nail it in for rom-coms, as well as Amy Dawes. Both of them are like my rom-com queens when it comes to, you know, if I'm ARC reading for them or advanced reading for them, or if I'm just picking up something from their backlist or rereading one of my favorites from one of them, I know that I'm going to be able to laugh it up and be really, really happy with that. So I guess you could say rom-com.
I like it and I love it. And I think both are on KU, right? I think I just tracked Amy is on KU and I think Megan is also on KU.
I believe a lot of their titles, if not all of their titles, are on KU as well.
That's always a plus. As someone who's KU and doesn't use it as much as often, I'm like always looking for new KU authors.
Yep.
So this is awesome. So let's talk about audiobooks. Do you have a favorite narrator?
Actually, I don't necessarily have a favorite narrator per se. I have been able to hear Andy Arndt talk at a during a PolyCon in 2019 on a panel talking about audiobooks, and Tina Elby as well. Both of them were on the panel and they were discussing sort of how narration is done and what are some of the key points to being a good narrator and things like that. So I really love the two of them as well as Savannah Peachwood. I do have a couple male authors that I really like, but I don't necessarily go out and look for narrators per se. But if I see their name on a title of a book, then I do like it. Jacoby, let me look it up really, really quick. I believe his first name is Jacoby. He narrates a lot of Kennedy Ryan's books. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Diem. I really, really love his voice. He really comes through when, if you were looking for a male voice that really resonates with a African-American or sort of an African-American feel to it.
I love this. And so what are some of your favorite audiobooks, or which audiobooks are you most listening?
So I consumed Amy Dawes's Harris Brothers series. Mm-hmm. Completely an audiobook, and I was in love with it. Oh my goodness. And the narrator on there, he is absolutely amazing. I actually got to meet him, and he is just the sweetest guy ever. His name is Will Watt, and I love his voice. He does a amazing British accent. Well, he is actually British, but his accent for British and Scottish is just so amazing. And one of the books in Amy Dawes's Harris Brothers series, the character is actually South African. And it was absolutely amazing. He's South African, he's biracial. And it was just so lovely just to hear it. I was just like in awe of the story and just drawn in because of it.
I love this. So let's talk about authors. Which authors are you awed by and authors that we should check out their backlist?
So I am a huge, like, diehard Alethea Romig fan. And I think I told you that before as well. Mm-hmm. I love her. I have read every single title now that she has published. I'm sure there is a secret story out there that she has, but I haven't found it yet and she hasn't given it to me. But but she is one of, like, probably I would have to say my top author. Like, if she contacts me or if I see that she has a book coming out, I drop everything to make sure that she knows that I am interested in reading her book. And I love it because there have been a few books of hers that I didn't necessarily connect with. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I know that there is someone that's going to connect with the book. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to give an honest opinion about all of her books that she's written. And I'm able to say, you know, I don't know if this book is going to be for everyone. You know, I loved it, but this isn't necessarily for the masses. If I was to tell you, you know, if you were asking me to give you a recommendation of hers, I would have to know a couple things about you and, you know your taste just a little bit more before I recommended a book to you, just so that I could make sure that you got a better fit for her and her writing style, because she does write a wide variety of suspense, thriller, psychological thriller. She has some light and fun stuff. She has some super steamy, sexy stuff that she does as well. So finding a really good fit for her as an author to you as a reader, I would just need to know a little bit more, but she's definitely one that I would recommend to every, or have something from her catalog to recommend to everyone.
I love this. So what are some of your 5-star reads?
So I am not shy with giving my 5 stars away. And I'm always very big on explaining why something is a 5-star for me. But right off the top of my head, I would have to suggest the Flight and Glory series, the entire series by Rebecca Yarros, because she does military romance in this way that you just know that she has experience with it firsthand, as well as she has went to and done her research to make sure that she's giving you the most authentic story that's going to make you emotionally connected with the characters, as well as, you know, really emotionally invest yourself into the story. So that would be a series that I would say go and check out, because it's something for everyone. And then something that another story that kind of took me by surprise this year was...
So what has been a book that you read this year that you cannot stop gushing about?
Because I have such a wide variety and I don't want to give you just the same names over and over and over again, I think a standalone that I completely am just completely taken by would be Winter's Arrow. Lexi C. Foss. So let me give you a little setup on this one, because it's a different one. Yeah. This is a dystopian paranormal romance.
Okay.
And it initially came out as part of the Sinister Fairy Tales collection. So it is a fairy tale retelling. Mm-hmm. And it's a fairy tale retelling of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, except the Snow White is actually a human that has a secret past, and the Seven Dwarves are actually wolf shifters. Mm-hmm. And it's all part of Lexi C. Foss's world called the X-Clan series, and you truly do not need to read book one and book 1.5 to read Winter's Arrow. But once you read Winter's Arrow, you're going to want to go back and read the other books in the series so that you can get even more of this big picture on why this human was kidnapped and what's going on in the world and how the world has changed and how it's post-apocalyptic and all that goodness. It's just so amazing.
I love this. I love, like, your recommendations are diverse. There's some rom-coms, there's some paranormal, there's literary everything, there's an author who has different genres. So I love those recommendations.
Yep.
So tell us where you find me online.
Okay. So like I said before, I have my YouTube channel called Steph's Romance Book Talk, and I release videos 3 times a week right now, on Tuesday and Thursday. And on Sundays, I do a weekly book review of all the books that I read for the week. That may be changing here in the beginning of 2021. I might be trying out some new things. You can also find me over on Instagram as Steph's Romance Book Talk. And over on Instagram, you're going to find that I give a lot of more of my personal self, as well as a lot of my book stuff. And it is a place where I can do Reels, which is the new thing over on Instagram, of putting clips together with music and sort of showing off, you know, your sort of visual skill. And I'm really enjoying that. I'm finding that I like and get a good feedback from people when it comes to my Reels, and I've been doing daily Reels over there. So those are places you can really connect with me.
That's awesome. That's a really great way to be creative and share your passion. So that's awesome. So thank you, Stephanie, for being on the show.
Yeah, not a problem.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyournextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTOREAD10 to save. Visit whatyournextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.